Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Gadget. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Gadget, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall, the founder and leader of Leadership Agenda. In this exciting series, Pastor Emmanuel Agbaje draws the life-changing principles from the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are principles that are foundational for your personal success and development. So, stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Agbaje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
We got to wisdom. We start speaking about four investments that you need to do to secure your future. To secure your future, our anchor scripture is Luke 2:52. It says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. And then we said wisdom, the four things are wisdom, stature, favor with men and women, then God. Then go to wisdom. I think that will be what slide. Go straight to wisdom. Okay. And then what is wisdom? What is wisdom? So what is wisdom? Sophia. And that is the Greek word, Sophia. I'm dealing with a particular. There are different kind of wisdom the Bible talks about, but I'm dealing with Sophia. So what is wisdom? You may ask that, what is wisdom? Wisdom, number one, the essence of wisdom is to make difference. The essence of wisdom is to make difference. And I want you to pay attention. You can be taking notes. It's very important. So the essence of wisdom is to make difference. Number two, your ability to judge correctly. Your ability to do what? Judge correctly. That is why we all have a way we deal with issues. Your ability to judge correctly. That is why when you have a case, you go to court. You get what I'm saying? They are trained to judge issue correctly. Somebody might, obviously you see that somebody has murdered, but yes, so they will take the person to a, but that's why instant justice is not good. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that is why you are not allowed to take the laws into your own hands so that you make the wrong judgment. They take the person to court, they assess the situation, they find out, they look at many factors. Hallelujah. Many factors. Tell the person that wisdom is to judge correctly. The person by you. Shake the person so that he won't sleep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible said. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to what? Anger. Many people... people who make decisions quickly, they err. Hallelujah. Because you need to assess a lot of situation before you make your final what? Decision. Hallelujah. So wisdom one, the essence of wisdom is to make difference, to know the difference between, yesterday I was telling somebody that when you are firing, know the difference between your enemies and friends. No matter what your enemy, your friend does, is your enemy. No matter what, you know, this is my sister, this is my brother, this is my friend, this is my mother. Making your ability to make the difference is very, very what? Important. And then your ability to judge correctly. And your ability to respond correctly. Say respond correctly. Or turn to somebody and say to respond correctly. It's very important. The way we, when something happens, we all respond differently. Isn't also? But how to respond to crisis is very important. So people are trained to respond. When you go to the hospital, emergency sections, there are people who are trained to respond to emergency situations. Things that will frighten you, they would have the dexterity and the composure to handle that pressure. Now you get what I'm saying? It is because of wisdom, what they have learned. Are you getting? They are trained for that, so that they can respond When there's fire, fire service are trained to what? Respond. If there's war today, God forbid, in Ghana, who do you think will respond first? Who are those who will respond first? The military. Yes, they will respond quickly. You will run, isn't it? You will run away. You'll be hiding under your bed because you don't have that wisdom. The wisdom to respond to war. Somebody has that wisdom, has been trained. Then so they, when the military go and they are not enough, then they will send which people again? They will send the police people. When the police people go and they are not, they will send the fire. Say, we pastors will go last. And then they will send the workers. those who are chopping the government money, they will go. Hallelujah. It's just a joke. But they have been trained to respond what? Correctly. Very, very important to respond. And your ability, wisdom is also the ability to solve what? Problems. You see, there is no problem that cannot be solved. It's just that you don't have the wisdom for it. Do you get what I'm saying? So let's say it together. Wisdom is what? The essence of wisdom is to make what? Difference. Number two, your ability to judge correctly. And then number three, your ability to respond correctly. And now number four, your ability to solve what? Problems. Do you get what I'm saying? Put your hands together for Jesus. And so in life, you have to develop yourself in all these areas. It's very, very important. How to make difference, and when you have to judge correctly. Things don't seem the way you see it. The way you see things are not always like that. Do you get it? They are always not what? Like that. Things that you see always, they are not always like that. There are certain differences. There are certain differences. Hallelujah. So wisdom fundamentally is one of the most important elements to build your life. If you want to what? Succeed. If you want to succeed, it's one of the most important what? Element to build your life. So the result of your life, so are you looking, I'm projecting, so I want you to be looking at the So result of your life shows the wisdom you have built over what? Over time. What we are seeing in your life is because of the wisdom you've built over time. There are certain problems you can solve today that last 5 years you couldn't have solved them. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are certain differences you make today that in last 5 years you couldn't have made those differences. People have regretted certain decisions. If you ask everybody in 5 years, 5 years ago, if you had asked the person to do the same thing, they might do it differently. Isn't also the things they will choose, the choices they will make, and then your ability to judge correctly last 5 years, the way you judge situations will be different from now, how you do what you judge situation. And in next 5 years, you should be able to judge situation what? More better. Your accuracy and precision must go up. And the way you respond to issues last 5 years, I think you are better than that, isn't it also? How many of you think that if they ask you to go and write BEC, if you get opportunity to rewrite BEC, go back to your life and write BEC, you'll do better? How many of you think so? How many of you, if you go back and they say, let's assume they allow you to go back to your life, SSC, would you learn harder? You learn more, isn't it? Having gone through all that you've gone through, you see that, oh, it is better. I should have done this and all that. Isn't also? Yeah, so wisdom is built over a period of time. And as you build the wisdom, you get the ability to do all that. You get the ability to solve problems. There are certain problems, last 5 years, you weren't able to solve them. But now, you are able to solve them. And next 5 years ahead of you, you'll be able to solve them. Hallelujah. So the problem you are able to solve shows the wisdom you have built in your life. Tell somebody that the problem you are able to solve shows the wisdom you have built in your life. It is amazing. So now, there are things that I'm able to solve that, trust me, for the last 10 years, I couldn't have solved them. It's capacity. Are you getting it? That is what Bible said. Wisdom is the principle. I know you're getting. Get what? Wisdom. It's very, very, very important. So your results of your life shows wisdom you have built over time. Tell somebody, the results of your life shows the wisdom you have built over time. And the problem you are able to solve show the wisdom you have built in your life. So this is the trick. When you have a problem, don't condemn yourself first. Just say to yourself that I don't have the wisdom to be, because it takes a lot of humility to do that. Are you getting what I'm saying? It takes a lot of humility. The problem you are unable to solve, it's not because the Bible says in the days of adversity, if you faint, your strength is what? Small. I think this scripture there, you should all know it by heart. In the days of adversity, if you faint, your strength is what? Small. And so it is not adversity which is the issue. Don't go and say, God, why me? Why me? It is you, because you don't have the wisdom to solve it. Christ says things that can destroy Ghana may not destroy America. Isn't also? And the wisdom they built over time. We just had the issue, and somebody was saying, hey, because they were amazed the way the water, how did the people think that one day there could be something? They've made drainage all around here so that when the water, there's a flood, they can drain. And I said, no, it is because they have learned it over a period of time. It's engineering. It is not a miracle. They have learned the thing over a long period of time, and they know that one day situations like this do happen. And when adversity comes, they have already prepared themselves for the adversity. It's just engineering. I said it has nothing to do with the color of the person. So that is how it is. So the problem you are able to solve shows the wisdom you've built in your life. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:19. The New King James Version said, John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collector and a sinners. But wisdom is justified by her what? Children. Wisdom is justified by her children. And so at the end of the day, you will be justified by what your wisdom has produced. Should I say it again? At the end of the day, you will be justified by what your wisdom has produced. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so everything you are doing, at the end of the day, people will look at what has your wisdom what? That no matter the crisis, people are looking at you, how you are going to do what? Solve it. Is it going to kill you, or is it going to propel you forward? Hallelujah. Yes. When David went and his people went, and the whole their town has been looted, and their wives and everything has been taken away, the Bible said the men who were with David were so distressed, they cried, men's men, they cried, soldiers who have gone for war, when they came, they have been looted. They cried, Bible said they cried till they had no strength. These are men, muscular men who are soldiers. They cried till they had no what? Strength. And they devised, they thought of killing Joseph, stoning David. But David asked the Lord. David, Bible said, he encouraged himself with the word. Say, he encouraged himself with the word. That was his wisdom. And he asked God, should I pursue, overtake? Should I pursue? And God said, pursue, overtake, and do what? Recover. Overtake and do what? Recover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So, John 10:37-38. He says that, do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. Hallelujah. He said, do not believe me unless I do the works of what? My Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand the Father is in me and I in the Father. What Jesus is saying, that if I say anything that you don't believe, you don't believe what I'm saying, look at my what? Works. Hallelujah. Say, look at my works. Because what you do, people will look at the product of your wisdom is your works. Hallelujah.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Obuadze for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600, 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.